guess somebody's buying it. The land, they bought the land, they want to have it all taken down. And I'm not sure if they're wanting to put apartments there or whatnot.
Is that government? Is that government?
No.
County? I mean, the county, that's not going to be out
on the auction. Yeah, no, it ain't government. It's sitting there, nobody wants it. They tried to get rid of it a few years back, and some guy bought the land up right there, and they moved town, you know, they moved the town.
Yeah, knew about that.
But anyways, yeah, I fucked that up. And a few other ones. I got another 60 foot tower. A 25.
What'd you do it?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Where was my ass?
Out in the middle of the woods. It's probably a little bit longer than that, but they used it to go across the gorge out in my woods. I was going to an area that I ain't been before. And what they did was they laid this thing across the gorge and ran the, kind of expensive, I thought, but anyways, they must have had an extra one laying around, and ran the water line through it.
Well, that's peculiar.
Yeah. So, but anyways, it looks like it's in good shape, except for the very top piece, they cut the neck out of it. Where the thrust bearing goes, you know?
Well, that might be able to be modified and taken care of, but how big of a section is the damage from that?
Nothing, it's all in good shape other than that there. And I have an extra top sitting here that'll fit right in there.
Well, there you go. Now you're going to have communications on a 60-foot tower and a 100-foot tower.
Well, I got two 40-foot towers.
What price for two 40-foot towers?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to use them all. I might take and definitely going to put the 100 up. I'll probably put the 65-footer up. And I may take one of the other ones and give it to my boy for television antenna or whatever, but I might take the other one and stick it way out at the end of my property, which I'm going to have to show you the place if I can get you to ever come down.
Yeah, we know about that. You just never can have time when I've got the time, so that'll work out another time. If you don't put ties up, I put ties up at a distance where you can resonate out of 32 that you can have it the most.
Right, exactly.
This is your frequency, right?
This is my frequency.
I thought you named it in code, but...
Well, it's not mine as far as I own the frequency, but it's where I mostly hang. That's why I make a lot of my contacts and call CQ. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, man, DX starts coming in.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they have a radio day. My idea, I stopped in there with that mission. Yeah, I hear you in there. There are others in there, too. But it's cleaned up. I guess some of the things that people been doing has definitely made 7200 great again.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. Well, anyways, you and Ron have back at it. I'm going to take a pause for the pause. I've been playing radio throughout the day. I came home after working on that cotton picking truck. I got something to tell some. Mike, I got a long story, but it won't be tonight.
No problem.
Anyways, go ahead and pick it up, Ryan. W9E.
Ryan, I ain't doing my own phone.
You got a key together. Do it again, Ryan.
Yeah, I was just saying, Ron, I did try my amp on. Does that make a difference?
Yeah, you're saying my
phone. I like the better way of 30 watts in a while.
Why?
I don't know. I just I just like it, man. It's just like, oh, that your studio mic. You know, it's just dirty once in a while.
What kind of signal is that right there?
Radio.
Yeah, it's this between 20 and 40. You're on the corner.